a Friday freestyle winner. I mean, to be honest, I thought I took Liv the Web Girl down today.
Well, you're not going to be the deciding factor. We're going to let our listeners decide.
Danielle, good morning. You're on Joe McKenzie. Who do you think won the Friday freestyle?
Good morning, guys. I'm sorry, Liv, but I gotta give it to Joe.
Yeah!
It's okay. Okay, Joe. One for you, baby.
Who are you picking? Who are you challenging next week?
Oh, this is easy. I'm going to go with producer Porkchop.
Yeah, after he was critiquing me, good. I'm so glad
he's
with that.
He's so good at talking
like
smack.
Oh, I cannot wait.
I hope my mic is fixed by then.
I bet it's not.
You can use mine. You can use mine,
nope,
Porkchop.
I'll use this one.
If you don't know, producer Porkchop does not like to do the flow.
No.
But I wonder if he'll come in, though. He likes to wear his like dark glasses, like a beanie,
and
a hoodie.
My dark glasses got stolen, but...
Oh, man, now you got passion and anger inside your flow.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear you let it go.
Porkchop's like Eeyore. Like, it just is constantly, like, raining on him. Like, there's things get
raining
stolen.
Hey!
All right, the Friday Freestyle. We'll do it next week. It'll be Joe versus producer Porkchops, or whatever your rep name might be.
It's MCPC.
easy to remember.
MCPP.
Very easy.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
All right, Porkchop started telling me the story. I'm like, no. Wait. I bet there's a lot of people that can relate to this situation. And if you have a story similar to Porkchop's, 833-563-2539. What went down with you, producer Porkchop?
Well, it's when my boyfriend and I first started dating. So I have a dog and he has a dog. And obviously we need to get to know each other's dogs. So we were taking them for a walk. And we were walking. We probably walked for about 5 minutes. We were almost done. And I said, all right, I guess we could, you know, go inside now. And he was like, no, wait. I think your dog Chloe still has to do number two. And I'm like, no, I think she's okay. And then this is the funny part. So then he was like, no, like, I'm pretty sure she still has to go number two because, like, look,
her booty.
Yeah, her booty. He says it puckers. So
no, it does. My dog does the same thing. My dog's got the booty puck.
Yeah, so he says, I still think she has to go to the bathroom. But here's the interesting part. As we were walking and talking, like, there was no one around. But all of a sudden, like, this girl, she was sitting on her porch. And we got right into her line of, like, ear sight. So she could, all she heard was my boyfriend say, yeah, when her booty puckers, that means she has to go to the bathroom. This girl looked over at us like, what are they talking about?
Awkward. 833-563-2539. You weren't even talking crap about somebody, because that's a situation too, when somebody accidentally heard you say something.
Yes, I think it's the equivalent of like when you a screenshot when you mean to send it to somebody else, and then you that person you're thinking of, and you accidentally send it to them.
Okay,
that's equivalent of someone overhearing, especially if you're saying something.
Why do I feel like you have a good example of you doing that? Because you bring that up.
I do stuff like that all the time, or I will say something not necessarily negative, but like about and someone will hear it. It's not like a bad thing. I have all those moments constantly.
Yeah, 833. Those are so awkward. 563-2539. Porkchop was talking about the dog's booty, and somebody else thought they were talking about, well, their booty. What did someone accidentally hear you say? 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now.